And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Sandhills Thetford coach Tyson Cox, who joins us. Coach, first off, congratulations on winning three in a row. I'm sure that it feels good to kind of get on a little bit of a roll as far as wins are concerned.
Yeah, it felt really good. After the Hitchcock game, we've kind of come on our own and kind of found a little bit of an identity, I guess, and kind of going.
You mentioned found a little bit of an identity. What has that identity been, Coach?
We've been preaching to really mix in the pass here lately, and, you know, we needed the pass to help get through South Loop and Hyannis. We threw the ball a lot and had a lot of success.
You talk about mixing the pass with the run, and I was looking at some of the numbers through the first few games of the season. Your quarterback, Kyle Cox, I think sometimes it's easy to forget he's a sophomore. Can you just talk a little bit about his maturation and how he's maybe grown into the position for you?
He's been on the team, I mean, as a student manager since fifth grade, so he's been around it, he knows it, and we've been working with him for a long time, and he likes the sport, and he really works hard at it.
I know that something else that can really help there is the guys in front of him. And I know that we've talked about your offensive line before, but just talk about those guys, the way they've continued to come together. I know that Andrew Furrow has been a good anchor on that line for you.
Yeah, they've really done well this year. You know, they've started communicating better, which has helped a lot since the Hitchcock game. We've really learned to talk it out on the line, and you know, that's definitely a strong point of the team, is the line.
Now that we're midway through the season, I've been asking coaches, Tyson, about special teams. Talk a little bit about your special teams. We talk about offense and defense, but that's an important part of the game. Talk about that group and how that's come around for you.
Special teams are huge. We practice special teams every day, one aspect of it, and in fact, last week against Hyannis, we started kicking a few field goals in case we'd ever need that. And, you know, we definitely work on it a lot.
Defensively, I was, again, looking at numbers, and I saw 19 tackles for loss. I know that group continues to come together for you. Is the defense where you kind of expected it to be at this point of the season, or is it on one side or the other for you?
The defense is good. You know, I knew that was going to be our strong point at the beginning of the year. We've got a good secondary, which allows our linebackers and defensive line to really pin their ears back and go after people. So it seems like that seems to be working.
What has the focus been in practice for this week, Coach?
Mainly just stopping the run. Myrna's going to have a good rushing attack. We just have to be ready for all kinds of different deals.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate you taking a few minutes to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
All right, thank you.
That's Coach Tyson Cox joining us on our pregame show.